You're not going to want to miss this episode of the AI Show where we introduce Q&A managed now in public preview. Imagine a scenario where you can have all of the questions answered automatically just by literally pointing Q&A Maker to a link. You're not going to want to miss it. Make sure you tune in. Hello and welcome to this special edition of the AI Show where we're going to look at something called Q&A Manage. We got a special guest, Nihal Rajput, Program Manager. Why don't you introduce yourself and tell us what you do?
Hey, hi, Sid. Nice meeting you. So, hi guys. I'm Nihal Rajput. I'm a Program Manager in Q&A Maker. So, I particularly handle the fundamental and relevance part of the Q&A Maker.
Yeah. Awesome. For those that don't know what Q&A Maker is, can you give us a little rundown of what it is?
Sure. So Q&A Maker is actually used to create a conversation layer over your data. The USP of the product is like it provides you zero or low code effort where you can, like, in few clicks, you can create a bot out of your data. Your data can be present in any format. It can be either semi-structured or structured. It can be like a public URL, PDF, or SharePoint doc. And you can actually add personality to your bot as well, like personalities like professional, witty, or friendly, and these are available in total 8 languages, and we support almost more than 50 languages, actually 53 languages, with all the languages that Azure supports as of now, and the whole service is quite easy to scale.
So that's awesome. Let me ask a couple of questions, because this, to me, I think it's kind of an amazing thing, but it went really fast. Let's see if I understand. So basically, Q&A Maker will take from your FAQ pages support websites, manuals, whatever, and it will create a bot for you that can answer any of those questions. Am I getting this right?
Yeah, exactly. And you can actually deploy that bot on the channel you like, either Skype, Teams, or all the direct line channels we support, or all on your website itself. Yeah.
This is pretty amazing. Just on its own, can you tell me what's new? Because obviously we're here to talk about the new parts of it.
Yeah, sure. I'm quite excited to share with you that. So this is Q&A Maker Managed that is going public preview now. And the basic part of this Q&A Maker Manager and why we came with this the whole thing is to provide a simpler version of resource management and resource creation to our user. So now you need to manage or create few resources, and I'll present a demo where I'll show you like how the number of resources get reduced. Another thing is end-to-end region support that we are providing. So this is especially for those customers who had geo restrictions, like government firms or banks, where they wanted end-to-end the whole service to be present in their one region. So that is another thing that is coming along in Q&A Maker Manage. And the third thing is now because we have changed our resource model, so now we are supporting deep learning ranking model, whereas in current GA, it's machine learn models that we are supporting till now. So you'll see enhancement in the relevance results of our queries, and which will be horizontally across all the languages because this model is multilingual. It's not specific to any language. And last thing is like a wow feature that we are adding, which is MRC-based answer span detection. So what it does is currently whatever you store in your knowledge base, when the end customer queries, they get that answer as a result to the query. But what this system does is this deep learn model, it's able to detect if there is a precise or a short answer present in the answer passage itself. So instead of returning the whole passage, you can actually return that short, precise answer to the query. So, and I think I'll provide a demo of this also, how it differs from the current GA.
This is really, really exciting. I'm excited to see. Can you show us how someone would set this up or how it works?
Sure. So most of you must know, but yeah, just to give a quick overview, this is our Q&A Maker portal. So how people normally work is they go to create a knowledge base. And what they do is they create the service. So first we'll go to create Q&A Maker service. This is exactly similar as it is in current GA. So you'll not be able to differentiate between anything till now. So the moment you click on this create Q&A Maker service, you'll go to the create blade on Azure portal. So I'll just show how the current GA looks. So this is the current GA form where you get to see a Q&A Maker resource, then Azure search, then app service, and then application insights. So all in all, like three services that a customer need to take care of as of now in GA, and they need to decide the pricing tier for all the three services based on their scenario. So it requires like some amount of analysis at the customer end. But if you select manage, so you see the form below has changed. Now there are only two services that you need to think of. One is Q&A Maker resource and another is Azure Search. So what we have done is we have merged Q&A Maker and app service together and moved app service out of the user subscription so that we can deploy state-of-art models, deep learning models, and we are not, like, it's not dependent on the customer, like how much they are able to scale up or down. So it's quite easy for the customer to avail what's available or what's best in the market. So other thing that I said was the end-to-end region support. So as you can see, there are three regions, South Central US, Australia East, North Europe, that we are already supporting. And the plan is when we go GA around build, we'll support all hero regions. So I've kept this form pre-filled just for the sake of just to save on time. And
sure.
So the other thing is Azure Search location. Here you should select like whatever region you selected above just to keep the region same. You click on the legal terms, you click on review and create. And now this is how your resources get created. And people who have already used Q&A Maker must know, as of now, you see five resources: Q&A Maker resource, app service plan, Azure Search service, and application insights. But here, there are only two resources that you need to think of or you need to manage. So it's quite easy for the customer and it reduces those pain points at their end. And so other thing is, like, if you click on this Q&A Maker manage preview, this resource of type cognitive service, and you can see the location is same now. So it's supporting end-to-end region support. If I click here, and if I go to the configuration, so you can actually bring your own index. You can update your Azure Search in Azure Search in case you already have an Azure Search service that you want to use or that you want to interact with Q&A Maker resource. So this has become quite easy with this UI. So if you go to encryption, now we support customer managed keys through it. So this provide an end-to-end subscription, end-to-end encryption to the data of the user and their data. The question and answers are also encrypted when they are stored in Azure Search. So, and if I go to networking, I'll just say, okay. Here you can also provide like private endpoint support if people need like their own private endpoints between Q&A Maker resource and Azure Search. So that is also supported through this portal. Now let me directly jump to the Q&A Maker portal back. So let's say we created this whole resource. I have kept almost all the information pre-filled. So what you see here is a new option. This option doesn't come in the current GA. The reason being, currently, our language setting is specific to the service. But with this Q&A Maker managed, we are making this setting specific to the knowledge base itself. So customer has a flexibility if they want to have multilingual service. So they can create one knowledge base per language. Initially, it was not there. I mean, in current service, you need to create a different service for each language. So that is really beneficial for people who want to create bots in different languages, but they don't have that much data, and so they don't need to create different services for that. So this is something that is new coming in Q&A Maker Manage. All other things in the form remain same. Here to upload the data for this demo, I have used this public URL. Let me show you what's there on this page. It's actually a COVID FAQ doc where people, like, there are commonly asked questions and there are answers to it. So I actually just clicked on this create your KB, and like in few minutes it creates a knowledge base page for you. So this again is very similar or exactly similar to what we have in current GA. You can see the source from which it has extracted the question answers, and then you can see your question answers here. You can also modify your question answers, like you can add bold, italics, and several markdown features that are available. And the other thing that I really wanted to show was the MRC-based answer span detection. So if you click on test, when you want to test like how your KB is working, So as of now, when you ask the question, there's like a simple answer written. But if I ask like how many hours symptoms of COVID appear. So now what you see is a short answer also. And this is the answer passage. So currently in GA, you just see this whole passage, how it is stored exactly in your knowledge base that I just showed. So this answer 24 hours is being picked up from this passage. So this is just to give a feel to the customer how the short answers will be coming up if they want to avail that. It's like a simple check. It's like a simple parameter that they can switch on and avail this. And there are different templates present where you, if you want only short answers to come up, or if you want both the answers to come up, or if you prefer just the answer passage. So those kind of functionalities are also available. Let me ask another question. Let's say, how many years or how much distance should we stay away from people? So yeah. And if you see, there's a short answer again coming up, which is 1.5 meters, which is again being picked up from the answer passage itself. So it's quite easy to get the precise answer, and it's quite helpful for the people where who had this kind of scenario where the answer passage used to be huge, and they used to have a proper content dev team to manually curate these kind of question answers pair to provide a precise answer to the end user. So this is the only difference between the Q&A Maker management and authoring and the current service. And this is just to provide you like how this feature will behave. All in all, the relevance and the improvement in the relevance that happens through our transformer-based ranker that people will be able to see once they migrate to the public preview, because it has improved the relevance horizontally across all the languages. So that's how you can test your knowledge base. And then you go to publish. You click on publish. It will take a minute or two, and it
So
will generate endpoints for you.
while it's doing this,
Sorry.
this is super impressive. You literally just uploaded a PDF, it read it, and now you can ask it any question, but it's not just going to bring back like the ginormous paragraph. We also have some intelligence in there to pick out the exact short answer. I mean, is that right?
Yeah, exactly. That happens on runtime, and actually that's quite helpful for all the people who want just the precise answer when they're talking to bot instead of reading the whole passage.
Yeah, that's really cool. So what do you got going on here?
So I was just showing like this is how you can simply create bots. So I just got my knowledge base published. I got my endpoints, and now the process from here remains exactly the same how it's in GA. You click on create bot, you go to Azure portal, you see the direct lines in the channels where you can deploy it to, and you can get it on Teams, Skype, or wherever you want your bot to be.
This is amazing. Like, I can't tell you how many times I've had to literally just go and like someone asks me a question and I just literally have to put a link in the doc and say, go here, you know, and if you do the hashtag, it takes you right to the H1 tag. But this will automatically do all of that for you with not a lot of work. Where can people go to find out more, or how can they learn more about the service?
So we are going to have our public blog out soon. So I'll provide the link to the public blog and the public documentation as well, where you can see all the new features that are coming along in the Q&A Maker Manager.
Well, Nia, this has been amazing. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. And thank you so much for watching. We're learning all about Q&A Manage now in public preview. Make sure you read the link. We'll put it below and get started on saving a lot of time by using Q&A Maker. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time. Take care.